I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
And I give you today's Q-tip, not trying to argue with anybody, not trying to even disagree with anybody, just want to try to bring everything into perspective and just kind of let everyone realize that, like I mentioned a few seconds ago, we're into week 7. Tomorrow we'll kick off week 7 of the regular season. The Raiders are currently 3-3. I know everybody wants to win this game on Sunday against Cleveland, and I am one too. I think that the Raiders should win it. I think these guys should have a sense of pride and go out there and ball out and realize that they left a whole lot on the field last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and that they need to be a whole lot better. And, you know, John Gruden and company apparently are going to switch things up. But there's still 10 games that the Raiders have to play this season. So by no means are they out of it. By no means should they just tank and try to look for a draft pick. By no means should anyone give up on the season. Regardless, if the defense doesn't get better at all, then, hey, you look at the offense and say, you know what? Ball, young man, ball. And that's all you do. You tell them, just go and score as many points you can, make it a basketball game on grass, and try to do the very best you can, because there's way too many games left to get too down on the season. I know the defense is not very good. I know it needs to get a lot better. I know everyone wants to see every week a victory, and it's not going to happen. We all know how that shakes out. But I by no means believe that this week coming up is a must-win game. I believe this is a game we all want to see them win and get back into the win column. You don't want to see them go on a losing streak and lose a couple games in a row, but there's still so many games left to be played that you might be upset this week and you might be happy next week. I mean, it's just one of those things, man. There's a lot of games left.
There is, and the only I don't really even disagree with you. I just think it's a must win because you have to see them start to get things right. I'm not saying they should be perfect. I'm not saying that defense is going to be fixed overnight. And I do agree. I think your offense needs to carry the day. It's going to have to carry the day all year. I mean, the bottom line
most likely
is,
yeah.
The bottom line is, like you said, basketball on grass. You're going to have to score. Right. And we saw yesterday somebody tweet out, look, they've had to score 34 points in each game they've won. Okay. So the Chiefs did it, right?
You mentioned that target
yesterday. Yeah. You mentioned it yesterday. The Chiefs won a Super Bowl doing it. I mean, their defense
got better. Well, the Super Bowl, they won that. Their defense was a little bit better.
It was.
The year before is when they fell just short. They were one offsides away from going to the Super Bowl. But their defense was trash that year.
It was. But they had the offense, and I think that's the difference, as we mentioned yesterday, in the NFL nowadays is, yeah, you need a competent defense. It doesn't have to be Baltimore, okay?
Right.
It doesn't have to be Tampa Bay, actually, right now. They're near the top. But what it has to do is it just has to give you enough, just a bit. Just
give
a
you
little,
a chance.
Just a little nudge, a little push here and there, create a turnover. That's the one thing we haven't really talked about with this Raider defensive issue is just, again, and this is a Raider issue over the last several years, they're just not creating takeaways.
No. They haven't created a bunch of turnovers since 2016.
Right.
That was the year where they created a bunch of turnovers. Ever since then, it's been very few and far in between, and it's a major problem. If your defense isn't going to be one that's going to consistently get off the field, you know, on third and long, you've got to at least create a bunch of turnovers and give your offense shorter fields and give you a puncher's chance. But right now, they're not doing that either. They're just kind of just, well, letting the teams kind of run through them.
No, and that's key to me because, look, sacks, yeah, you got to pressure the quarterback. I'm not belittling that that stat or the fact that it's important because it is. But at the same time, you also need to create turnovers. I mean, you look at a guy they're going to line up against, although he's got an ankle injury, so we'll see if he plays. I'm sure he's going to play. But if you look at Myles Garrett, right? Myles Garrett, two sacks and a forced fumble in their win against Cincinnati. It's the sixth consecutive game with a sack. His fourth game this season with a forced fumble. So the guy's go ahead.
He's got 9 sacks on the season alone. The Raiders have 7.
I know. He's got more than the entire team. At the same time, though, he creates turnovers.
Right.
You know, and that's what's incredible about it is you have guys that are doing both. So the Raiders need to focus. I think they go into Cleveland you got to get a positive out of there. You got to come out of there with positive juju on the defensive side. It's got to show something. It doesn't mean they have to win the game for the team. It just means you got to do something. Okay, we're going to